Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. First off, I want to say Happy New Year, Happy 2021. Thank God we are out of the hellhole that is 2020. It's so weird because I feel like time had no perception in 2020. I can't believe we're already at the new year, but also 2020 felt like ages. Like I look back on events that happened early to mid 2020 and they feel like lifetimes ago. But at the same time, when it was the holiday season, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe Christmas is already here. I don't know. It was such a weird year and I'm really excited to leave 2020 in the past and I have a really good feeling about 2021. And obviously, I haven't uploaded an episode in like a hot minute. It's been a little over a month, so I want to talk about that a little. I had planned to not upload episodes the final 2 weeks of 2020 because Christmas and New Year's fell on Fridays, which are the days I upload episodes. So I just didn't think anybody would be listening to episodes on those days, to be honest. But then I ended up taking that break a lot earlier than intended. And to be quite honest, I was just really burnt out from my exams. I had 3 exams and 2 papers. And it's funny because if you listen to my episodes around that time, I was like, oh, I only have 3 exams and 2 papers. Like, that's not bad at all. It was bad. And I just felt like the past semester especially, I've never felt more burnt out from school. And I never felt like I needed a break any more in my life than I did right after I was done with my finals in December. So I just needed some time off to just like get my life together, get my shit together. I had been putting off a lot of things in my personal life because of school. So once school was done, I was able to attend to those things. And then a lot of you guys also know I am a seasonal employee at Lululemon. So obviously around the holiday season, it was really busy. So yeah, honestly, I just needed to take some time off and I didn't want to put out episodes that I wasn't proud of. I always want to be putting out something that I love and that I know you guys will take value from. And I just didn't feel like I was in that headspace during that time. And I just didn't want to put out bad episodes. And I appreciate everybody reaching out to me. I had like quite a couple of messages asking where the podcast was. And everybody is always really understanding when I need a break. But I'm really excited about 2021 because I've taken that time off to think about the direction I want the podcast to go into. And just like my social media and online presence in general, I want to take it a lot more seriously in 2021. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But overall, I'm really excited about the podcast and its possibilities this year. And I'm going to like overhaul the podcast a little. We're going to stick with the new Friday upload schedule. I got really great feedback about that. And you guys seem to really like the Friday uploads. So we're going to stick to that. And I feel like for now, I'm going to be doing a lot more solo episodes, which I think is good because it allows people to connect with me more. But we're still going to have guests on because I know people love the guest episodes. I always love bringing guests on because they have such unique perspectives. But I feel like right now, to be quite frank, I don't have any guest ideas right now. If you would love to be on the podcast, definitely like reach out to me. But as of right now, I don't have any guest ideas of people that I can ask to be on the podcast. But I've also gotten some really good feedback that people actually really do like the solo episodes. I feel like it gives you guys a chance to connect with me more if you don't know me in real life, because obviously guest episodes, I'm just interviewing another person. Obviously, we'll kind of like chit chat back and forth, but solo episodes, it's just me talking. I feel like you get like a nice insight into my mind and my life and all that. And I want to connect with you guys more this year. So for right now, we're going to be doing a lot of solo episodes, but if there's any guests that you want to hear from, definitely let me know. If you are listening and want to be a guest on the podcast, reach out to me on Instagram. I would love to have you on. And in the time that I took off, I also thought about just like how I want podcast episodes to be structured, especially solo episodes. So if you've been a longtime listener, you know that for solo episodes, I do an opening segment, which is one goal I had for the week and one negative I was turning into a positive. I want to like overhaul that segment because I felt like after a while it was getting really, really repetitive. I felt like I just kept bringing up the same stuff. And to be quite frank, my life just isn't that exciting that I can always have like a fresh new goal every week and like something different that I had to struggle with and like turn into a positive outcome. Honestly, my life is not that special and not that unique. So I took some time to think about what I want the opening segment to be. And I want it to be like an opportunity for us to connect and for me to kind of like pave a bridge between just me talking to you guys and you listening. I want like an active connection between us, if that makes sense. So I figured out a really good idea and I hope this works out and I would love your guys' feedback on it, but I want my opening segment to be based around some stuff that I have been journaling in the past week. So I've talked about this a lot on the podcast before, but I am a huge journaler. I do it pretty much almost every day. And in my journal, I always will do like a positive affirmation. I'll always write out my manifestations, but then I usually will change up the prompts every day to sort of challenge myself and just like get myself to think a little bit more. In the past, I used to just write the same prompts. I used to just be like, three things I'm grateful for, three goals I have today, but I've challenged myself lately to come up with different prompts. I get a lot off Instagram. I get a lot off Pinterest or just like Google or like what I see in other people's YouTube videos if they journal. So I felt like if I structured this opening segment to be kind of based around my journal prompts for the week, that this would be a good way for us to connect because I'm going to be posing questions to you guys and you can use them yourself for journaling if you like to journal, or you could just think about them. I feel like it would just be a good way for us to connect. So one thing I want you guys to think about is a positive affirmation. And a lot of people kind of confuse what like a positive affirmation is. And it's basically a statement about yourself. And it's kind of like an overarching statement about yourself, I guess you could say. I think a lot of people get it confused with things that they're grateful for. So like if you're listing things that you're grateful for, you'd be like my health, my family, etc. A positive affirmation is not that. It's more of like an overarching statement about yourself and something that you believe in about yourself. And even if you don't believe it, it's kind of like low-key a manifestation. So for example, this past week, one of my positive affirmations was, I am whole all on my own. Another one was, I am doing my best. And the one I wrote today was, my possibilities are endless. So it's just a statement that kind of challenges you to think about an overarching statement that you feel like represents your current self or maybe your future self that you want to work towards, if that makes sense. A lot of positive affirmations are used for body positivity. So for example, if you want to use your positive affirmation in the context of body image, you could say something like, my body is strong, I can do anything today in my workout, I am ready to challenge myself with my workout, I enjoy working out and I love the energy it gives me, stuff along that lines. So I've been incorporating positive affirmations into my journal entries every day and I just really like them because I think it really helps empower you and also just gives you a really positive mindset for the day. And it's kind of like a manifestation, honestly, but it's more about yourself and like the person you want to be in the future. So I want you to think of a good positive affirmation that you can carry on to the rest of your day or your weekend, depending on whenever you are listening to this episode. So that is one challenge I want to make for you guys today during the opening segment. And then another thing I have been journaling lately is about kind of like how I want to feel during the day and just sort of like my moods for the day. So I think a lot of us wake up with the intentions and the hope of being productive, but we struggle with doing that. So for example, in my journal entry for today, I wrote, what are three things I want to feel today? And I wrote productive, motivated, and organized because I have quite a few things I have to do today. And productivity is key to getting those things done. So not only do I list like how I want to feel while I'm accomplishing my to-do list today, I also wrote, What can I do that will support me in feeling those things? So I put time management, writing out a to-do list, and prioritizing the important stuff. So those are some prompts that I want you to think about for your day or your weekend whenever you're listening to this episode. What are three things you want to feel today? It doesn't have to do anything with productivity like mine. It could be about positivity. It could be about confidence. It could be about overcoming a fear. And then after you determine the three things you want to feel today or throughout the weekend, I want you to write about what you can do to support those feelings. I feel like this makes you dig deep and like really get to the root of how you can achieve the things that you want to feel today versus just writing them down in your journal. And then once you close your journal and go about your day, you just forget about them. So writing things that will support you to feel those things holds you accountable, if that makes sense. So those are the prompts that I want you to think about. If you are into journaling like me, I would love for you to write out those prompts, but these are also really great just mental things that you can do while you're getting ready in the morning, when you first wake up. I would love to hear your guys' feedbacks and your positive affirmations and the things you want to feel and how you are supporting those feelings. I think this is such a fun opening segment, and I feel like this will just allow us to connect with each other a bit more. And I will be changing the segments pretty much every week, depending on what kind of themes I'm seeing in my journal for the week. So I hope you guys like this opening segment. I hope it makes sense. I know like it's kind of hard for me to put into words like the things that I journal, but I feel like it would be cool to share these prompts a little bit more with you guys, just so you can get like an insight into the type of things that I like to journal about every day and just sort of the things that are going on in my life and how I want to feel as a person and the person I want to become in the future. Speaking about the future, this is like the perfect segue into what I want to discuss for today's episode topic. But basically, I just want this to be like a very casual episode because we're just catching up. Like I said, it's been over a month since I posted an episode. So I just want to catch up with you guys. And I thought it would be nice to sit down and just chat about what is coming up for me this year, just so you guys can get like some more personal details about me and what you can expect out of me this year. And I also want to talk about my 2021 intentions. So I have made the decision that I'm not going to make resolutions. I'm going to make intentions. I feel like pretty much 99.9% of people fail on their New Year resolutions. And honestly, I feel like resolutions are so dumb because you don't have to wait for a new year to make new goals and make new things that you want to achieve. I really don't think it's necessary to wait for a new year to do that. And I feel like people who do make New Year's resolutions fail because you're just setting yourself up for things that usually aren't achievable. You're kind of just giving into the hype of the new year. I think like the whole saying new year, new me is complete bullshit. I want to stay the same person and I just want to work on my current self so that I can become a better person and the person that I want to be in the future. So I decided this year that I'm going into the year with intentions. So I kind of have like a word for this year and it's the word I want to live by and I guess the attitude as well, but that word is purpose. And I feel like reflecting back on 2020, it was obviously a really hard year for all of us with the coronavirus and just our normal lives being interrupted. But 2020 was also like low-key a really great year for me. I finished up my second year of law school. So I'm almost done with school, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, but I'm almost done with law school, which is so exciting and just like school forever. I'm so excited to not be a student anymore. I celebrated 2 years with my boyfriend. So we have been together for now like 2.5 years. Our 2 year anniversary was in April. I got my dream spin job. So you guys know that I am a spin instructor at Revolution Buffalo, which is a studio where I live. That was a goal of mine that I wanted to achieve for like a year and a half. And I think when 2020 started to show its true colors and show that it wasn't going to be a good year, I really didn't think that I was going to be able to achieve my dream of being an instructor at Rev, but then everything kind of just fell into place and I was able to become an instructor, which is so exciting. But also, of course, like, while 2020 was a good year for me, there were some negatives. So luckily, no one close to me, like no one in my family, knock on wood, because I am superstitious, but none of us got coronavirus. But my family like did face its own obstacles, I guess you could say. I mentioned this like a couple episodes ago when it was happening, but long story short, my mom had to have an emergency surgery back in October. It was a really serious surgery, and like I said, it was an emergency, so it caught like my entire family off guard, and that was a really stressful thing that my family and I had to go through together. And I feel like for me, it just showed me how important family is and how you really shouldn't be taking life for granted. So coming into this new year, I really just want to live my life with purpose. I don't want to be like a passerby in my own life anymore. And I don't want to just live every single day as an ordinary day. Don't get me wrong, like I don't feel like every day has to be the best day in the world, but I definitely do want to be working towards my long-term goals that I have for myself that extend beyond just the year 2021. These long-term goals honestly extend for like the rest of my life, and like they kind of are based around like what I want to do as a career in the future and like how I see living my future life and stuff like that. So I just want to live this year with purpose. I want to set myself up for success. I want to work really hard, and I want to know that I'm doing things every day, even if they're just small things, that are going to help me reach my long-term goals that extend way beyond the year 2021. So like I said, this year I'm making intentions, not resolutions. One of those intentions is to start YouTube. I have been talking about this for months now, and I really, really want to start doing YouTube videos. I watch vlogs all the time, and one of my good social media friends, Cassie Hampshire, I had her on an episode over the summer. She is like the social media and YouTube queen. She lives where I live, Buffalo, and it's so cool to see someone in my hometown doing YouTube videos, because if you know Buffalo, it's not like the most exciting place. It's not like a New York City or an LA or anything like that. So if you're doing social media and YouTube as a job here, or not even just as a job, but like as a hobby or as like a side hustle, it's kind of like out of the norm. But Cassie like really inspires me. I love, love, love her YouTube videos. And every time I watch them, I'm like, oh, I really want to do YouTube. She puts out like the best vlogs, the best health and fitness content. And I feel like I do have a unique perspective to share because I am a student, I am a spin instructor, and I love connecting with you guys on this platform. But I feel like YouTube would extend that connection and make it even more of a personal one, because obviously YouTube are videos and you would be able to see me and see my daily life. Podcast, you only like hear from me once a week and you're only hearing my voice. Like, you might not even know what I look like. So I have just been wanting to do YouTube for months now, and I'm forcing myself to start it at some point this year. I do need to break the mentality of like waiting for the perfect moment, because I feel like that's what I'm waiting for right now. In reality, like, the perfect moment does not exist. I just need to like get my shit together and force myself to do it. But I'm putting that out into the universe and out into the public to you guys that I will be starting YouTube this year. That is one of my intentions. And then also just taking my social media presence more seriously in 2021. So I want to stay consistent with the podcast. I was so consistent with the podcast for months. And we're actually coming up on the 1 year of the podcast in March, which is crazy. But then I feel like once school started back up for me in September is when I really fell off with the podcast. I'm starting my very last semester of school in February. And like I said, I can't wait to be done. And school is always like the number one priority for me, but I do also want to make time for my social media and my podcast. So I need to be better about my time management. Hence why I also moved episodes to Fridays, because I just have more time during the week to prepare an episode. But I want to take my social media presence more seriously. I have like a personal Instagram that I've had like pretty much since the inception of Instagram itself. But then I have like my health Instagram, which I'm kind of sort of trying to make like that Instagram be like my main online presence and my main social media presence. So I'm trying to grow that following and I just want to be more consistent on that account. So if you're not following me, Morgan Flit Health, check it out. But I just want to be more consistent in posting health, fitness, and lifestyle content. Last week, I actually posted a short spin choreography video and it like popped off. It got such good feedback, which really inspires me to work harder on that Instagram and create more content. So that is also one of my 2021 intentions, is to take my social media and online presence more seriously. And then just some like minor intentions. I want to be better about drinking water because lately I've sucked at drinking water. I need to be better about that. I want to be better about stretching and cross training this year because I will just let myself spin and that's all. And I really need to be better about cross training this year. It's so important, especially when you are an instructor. So I need to be better about that. I have been lifting weights more. I've been going to reformer Pilates. So I've been good about keeping up with that. But that's something I really want to be consistent with this year. I want to keep up with journaling. Journaling honestly comes like pretty naturally to me, but there were times throughout 2020 that I would just stop journaling for like weeks on end and then I would pick it back up. But in 2021, I want to make it like a consistent, pretty much almost everyday thing. So that's another intention for the year. And then just like an attitude aside from living my life with purpose, another intention that I want to have for this year is to have the attitude of just going with the flow. I am like a very type A person, and I talked about this in depth before. Like, I have a whole episode about this, but I live in the future way too much and I worry and stress about the future way too much. And I try to just control things that are way out of my control. And it's something that honestly really puts a damper on my mental health, and I will like freak myself out about things. And that's something I just really need to be better about in 2021. I just want to go with the flow more. I want to let go of things that I don't have complete and total control over, and not only let go of them, but just like feel okay that I don't have control over them and know that like the future will be okay and things happen for a reason. And I need to just stop trying to have so much control over things that are honestly like out of my hands. So that's kind of like an attitude I want to have for 2021. I'm not going to lie, it's going to be tough because I'm just like a control freak and I am the type of person who like likes to plan my year out pretty much, or my, not my year, plan my life out like a year in advance. And that's just something I need to like kind of let go a little bit. So now I want to talk about just some life updates and life changes that are going to happen in 2021. I feel like in my 24 years of existence, this year is probably going to be the year that I experience the most changes. And they are very exciting changes, but I just want to keep you guys in the loop. So one, my boyfriend's going to kill me for saying this, 99.9% sure I am getting engaged at some point this year. So that's very exciting. And I'm really excited about that. I obviously like absolutely love my boyfriend. We will be dating for 3 years in April. And I'm really excited to like take the next step in our relationship. And we are long term, which also turns me to another big change that is probably going to happen in 2021. My boyfriend and I are going to move in together. We are kind of struggling still about where we are going to live. As of right now, it looks like I am going to be moving back to Cleveland after I graduate school. I'm not sure like at what point in 2021, if it'll be right after I graduate school or if it'll be later in the summer or early fall. My boyfriend Joe has a really great job in Cleveland with a company that he loves. And as of right now, it just makes sense for me to go down there and be with him. I would love for him to move up to Buffalo, but it just doesn't seem like it's in the cards right now. He is thinking about like a career change, which maybe would allow him to move to Buffalo. But as of right now, we definitely are going to be moving in together at some point. So we won't be long distance anymore. We just don't know the city where it's happening. So you know, that's not good for me, who's like a type A personality. I want to know where I'll be living, but I feel okay if I have to move back to Cleveland because obviously I went to college there. I'm really comfortable with Cleveland and I love Cleveland, and my college best friends still live there, so I would be able to keep up with them more. But that is like another big change that is happening, and I'm just really excited. Like I said, my boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 3 years now, so I'm really excited to take these next big steps with him. And then obviously I graduate school, so I will be graduating law school in May, and then I will probably be sitting for the July bar exam. As of right now, I think I'm going to just sit for the New York bar exam. Because if I do move to Ohio, New York and Ohio are in this thing called the Universal Bar Exam, which means that they administer the same bar exam and they actually have like the same passage score. So if I pass the exam in New York, I can transfer my score into Ohio and also practice law there. So I would just rather take it in New York because like I'm here already. I would just rather take it here because I don't know. I just don't want to take it in Ohio. I've gone to law school here. I just feel like it's easier to just make a decision to take it here right now. And honestly, like I would rather just be licensed in New York first and then transfer that license elsewhere down the line if I have to. So I will be graduating in May, which is so exciting. I have been a student since age 5, pretty much. A lot of people take gap years between college and law school. I did not. I went straight out of college. So I am so ready to be done with being a student and like go out into the real world, have financial freedom, not be tied down to like learning and studying and doing homework and papers and tests and finals. I'm really excited to wrap up my career of being a student. So yeah, that's everything I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Thank you so much for being so patient and allowing me to take a couple of weeks off and just like take a very much needed break. School just like really stressed me out this past semester and I just was so burnt out and I didn't want to put out bad episodes for you guys, and I really appreciate your patience and I love that I have a chance to now catch up with you guys and wish you a happy new year. I would love to hear your guys' 2021 goals or intentions or resolutions, whatever you're doing this year. And also if you do those journal prompts from the opening segment, if you just write them down in your journal or if you're just going to do them mentally, let me know. I would love to connect with you and hear what your positive affirmation is. What are the 3 things you want to feel and how you are going to support yourself in feeling those things? I would love to connect with you and to hear how you are doing with those prompts. But thanks so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram @MorganFlitHealth, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye, everyone.